It isn't much, but for Daud, Ajit, and his family, this is home. For the past 3 weeks, Daud, his wife, and two young children have lived in this makeshift tent with two other families. They live on assistance from aid groups. They're among the roughly 50,000 refugees to flee Mutur, a predominantly Muslim town that became a front line for fighting between the Sri Lankan government forces and Tamil Tiger rebels. Fierce clashes erupted in the Mutur area a little over 1 month ago. Daud and his wife carried what little they could to this refugee camp in Cantalay. They were forced to leave most of their possessions behind.
This isn't the first time we've gone through this. In 1989 and 1990, we also had to leave when the Tamil Tigers came into government territory. But no matter what happens, we want to die on our soil.
Today, for the first time since fleeing, Daud has decided to take a bus sponsored by the government to visit Mutur. He intends to check on his house and then return to the safety of the refugee camp at night. With ongoing artillery fire between the two sides, most of the passengers are men who think Mutur remains too dangerous for their wives and children, even just to visit. It wasn't meant to be this way. The Tamil Tigers and the government signed a ceasefire deal in 2002. It was meant to help put an end to nearly two decades of civil war and to find a compromise to the rebels' demand for a separate homeland for the Tamil minority. Observers estimate that 800 people died earlier this year in ceasefire violations committed by both sides. And that was before the fighting in Mutur. There are no precise figures, but some say another 1,000 people died in the recent month of clashes alone. Both sides claim to uphold the ceasefire. But the reasoning behind that is difficult for many here to fathom, when checkpoints and fears for one's safety are simply a fact of life. Mutur itself is hardly encouraging. The city is a veritable ghost town, with few daring to come back to live. Daud's house bears the scars of the recent fighting, which included house-to-house combat in his neighborhood, located near a military base. Searching with a relative, Daud says it was the impact of bombs and artillery shells landing nearby that have left clothes and furniture in heaps. The Sri Lankan military can intercept the rebels' radio signals, Daud says, so they knew the rebels had infiltrated a civilian neighborhood. The army responded, he says, ignoring civilian lives. Still, most his anger is saved for the Tamil Tigers.
We've heard about the ceasefire through television and newspapers, but the Tamil Tigers infiltrated our neighborhood and started firing, and that is why residents are in this situation.
Moments later, this. An explosion nearby. Daud says it's time to go and leaves for a safer part of town. The next morning at the refugee camp in Cantalay, Daud's wife, Ajit Mahira, has taken their young son to bathe. Daud did not come back from Mutur on the return bus, as he promised Ajit he would. I'm worried, she says, because of all that has happened there. It's quite possible that Daud simply missed the bus and would return to Cantalay later that afternoon. But that undercurrent of fear and uncertainty that Ajit and Daud face is shared by tens of thousands of others, displaced in what may be the first battle of Sri Lanka's renewed civil war. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, Cantalay. Hey, yeah.